Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and I have a very special guest and friend in the studio with me today. His name is Samuel Galbraith, and he's visiting Farmington for the last few weeks. I found out that he's a great poet, certainly a poet. Whether it's great or not, we're going to find out, you know. And these poems that he's written are relatively short. And today we're going to hear 13 of his favorite poems. And I'm not sure, were all of these written while you were here, Samuel?
Not all of them, but a lot of them were written while I was here.
Well, that's kind of cool that we have a local visitor, and the work that he's done is local as well. I think it's a great project, or I think it is. And before we get into the actual programming, I'm going to ask Samuel a few questions just to kind of get a little background information about him for you. So when did you first become interested in poetry?
So I wrote my first poem when I was in sixth grade. I have unfortunately lost that poem, and I really started getting into poetry big time around 2 months ago, and started writing a lot more.
So when you get an idea to write a poem, do you think about how you're going to organize the lines, or do they just come out?
A lot of times it just sort of comes to me. A lot of times I'll decide when to move on to the next line when there's a natural pause. And sometimes I decide to do different things with it, you know.
Do you have some kind of inspiration that comes to you when you're doing these? Or what makes you sit down and start to write a poem?
A lot of different things. I've written poems about mental illness. I've written poems about my experiences. Just a lot of different things can inspire me.
Just what comes to mind that day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does it have anything to do with what you eat?
I wrote one poem about grapes.
About grapes. So that's great. Well, we're going to do a couple of these right now, and I'm interspersing his poems with Bach's two-part inventions. And we've chosen many varieties of those two-part inventions, not just keyboard, but Samuel was interested in harp and guitar and cello. So we were able to find some of these two-part inventions performed by those instruments as well. So I'm going to start with your very first one. If you would please recite for us 7 days.
Monday is accused. Dark and blue, it is the day of gloom. The day of change and dirty mange. Tuesday is unused. Tilted grayness, it is the day of illness, the day of forbidden chances and forgotten dances. Wednesday is amused, shining laughter, it is the day of after, the day of subtle and fickle trouble. Thursday is youth, perky stance, it is the day to enhance, the day of innocence and fleeting consequence. Friday is my muse, floating lullabies, it is the day of unbidden cries, the day of beauties and soiled rubies. Saturday is confused, sly trinkets, it is the day of secrets, the day of a miss and immortalized chrysalis. Sunday is to choose, spiraling flies, it is the day of advice, the day of limits and numbered minutes.
Thank you.
My Little Dove by Samuel Galbraith. Hush, 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 my little dove. The circles overhead and the crunch underneath are too dangerous for me and you. Eat, 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 my little dove. Pecking worms and pinching beetles are all that is needed for me and you. Hide, 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 my little dove. Raised gun and howling dogs are coming for me and you. Fly, 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 my little dove. Falling through air as your wings expand. My little dove is no longer mine, as the creeping darkness and triumphant shouts tilt closer and closer. Home of the Dead by Samuel Galbraith. A cold shock, a warm embrace. The spinning scythe strikes at home, cleaving through a searing drench of sun and ice. Holding on to life that is not your own, the flaming skull guides you elsewhere. To bones of buildings and slinking souls, to a kaleidoscope of flames and essence watchers. A brand new start in a place most desolate. For those who do not accept, barren lands and haunting calls are all that's left in the home of the dead. Pitter-patter by Samuel Galbraith. Pitter-patter, looming overhead as tears fall down. Pitter-patter, warmth all but gone in more ways than one. Pitter-patter, haunting the street where the bone pile meets. Pitter-patter, shouting, yelling, crying. Pitter-patter, deeper and deeper, till all the sounds drown, and the pitter-patter is no more. Counting by Samuel Galbraith. 10 children laugh, gliding through the eerie shack. 9 children huddle, rain hammering. Creak. 8 children scurry, rats twisting, breaking. 7 children hide. Insects buzz, dropping on skin, one by one. 6 children scream. Maroon leaks down, staining their tears. Drip. 5 children pound. The door stands strong. Step, step, step. Empty eyes behind them. Follow. 4 children whimper. Distorted howls closer and closer. Snarl. 3 children jump. Window shattered. Splat. 2 children run. Foliage latches, hand reaches. Snap. 1 child breaks. Night sludge, drowning, consuming, becoming. Tilted smile as 10 children laugh.
If you're just tuning in, I have a real special guest in my studio, Samuel Galbraith. And he's written some wonderful poetry that I became aware of just a few weeks ago and decided to put this program together that has Bach inventions interspersed with the many poems that he's written. So, Samuel, we'll get back to the program, folks. I want to ask him a few more questions. Do you write prose as well as poetry?
I do. I actually started out by writing prose, and I still write a lot of prose. That's actually typically my primary writing.
What's your latest project in the prose department, then?
So, I'm writing a fantasy story. It's about werewolves and how they became cursed on the full moon.
So this is real. This isn't just your imagination. This is real stuff.
Yes, exactly.
That's good to know. Which form do you say you prefer, prose, or do you prefer poetry, or both?
There are pros and cons to both. With poetry, I typically feel like I have a little bit more freedom, and there's a lot more interpretation, which I like a lot. But with prose, I can be a lot more direct and really get across what I want to say.
I've read some of it, and you're right. It's much more descriptive. Poetry seems to give you, well, people don't necessarily have to understand what you wrote. They can make their own interpretation of it, can't they?
That's exactly why I like it.
What do you think is the best thing that you've ever written so far?
I think the best thing I've written is a poem that you're actually going to hear. It's the last poem.
Oh, cool. Hush.
Yes.
The one that's called Hush. I can't wait. Well, let's get back to the music and poetry of Samuel Galbraith.
Ba-bump by Samuel Galbraith. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. Pulsating underneath, this brand new creature is part of me. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. Blinding smile when his cries fill the air and my own join. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. Guiding hands, the petals spin and spin. I'll hold on forever. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. Huffed laughter, he wins again. I can only smile. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. Angry screeching, slam the brakes, but forever is too short. Sometimes by Samuel Galbraith. Sometimes a birdie comes to talk. No one hears my little birdie. No one but me. Sometimes a black cat comes to visit. No one sees my little black cat. No one but me. Sometimes a monster lurks in my house. No one knows my monster. No one but me. Sometimes a distorted shadow paints skin. No one feels my distorted shadow. No one but me. Sometimes it is all too much. The birdie is cawing, venom dripping from its beak. Sometimes it is all too much. The black cat has multiplied, glares of ice digging into me. Sometimes it is all too much. The monster is no longer tame, and sleep is no option for me. Sometimes it is all too much. The distorted shadow is clawing, beautiful maroon dripping down. Sometimes there is no one. My little birdie has flown away, and no one sees, no one but me. Sometimes there is too little. My black cat has left, but there is no good luck for me. Sometimes energy is too far. My monster has disappeared. Sleep is all there is for me. Sometimes there is no pleasure. My distorted shadow stepped in the sun, taking beauty with it. Sometimes it is all true. They band together, tormenting me. Sometimes tomorrow is too far. In Vain by Samuel Galbraith. The fluttering wings of a moth, the changing tides of time, and the dim shine of moonlight welcome with an embrace. The quivering wings of beauty, the flowing tides of life, and the flickering shine of fireflies say goodbye. The thrashing wings of love, the rolling tides of death, and the blazing shine of lanterns cry in vain. Guided by Samuel Galbraith. Guided by the angelic smile, I find myself longing. Guided by the sweet scent of swaths of fur and cinnamon coffee, I find myself wishing. Guided by the taste of tears and broken cries, I find myself mourning. Guided by the caress of love and tenderness, I find myself reminiscing. Guided by the stars in your eyes, I find myself at home. ¶¶ For All to See by Samuel Galbraith. Child, where are you? Tiptoe past me, your monstrous claws, for all to see. Child, no need to be afraid. Bend down away from me, your slinking tail, for all to see. Child, do not hide from me. Tilt your head towards me, your curled horns, for all to see. Child, come forth. Smile at me, your jagged fangs, for all to see. Child, I have found you. Reach your hands for me, your pulsating swirls, for all to see. Child, it is safe. Stare at me, your rose eyes, for all to see. See, child, I told you. Open wide and swallow me whole, your forked tongue, for all to see.
For those just tuning in, I have my good friend Samuel Galbraith in the studio reciting his poetry that I just became aware of. And if you, as I said, if you're just tuning in, we're interspersing Bach's two-part inventions, and these are particular recordings that Samuel also chose to go with his poetry. And what I've enjoyed is hearing these very different instruments that are used typically. I mean, the inventions were written for keyboard, maybe harpsichord, clavichord, something like that. But over these last 350 years of them being played, all kinds of people are doing different things with them. Flutes, and we heard guitar, we will hear guitar, Moog synthesizers, cellos. It's fascinating that we can hear that music from so long ago played on modern instruments. I think it's a very cool thing. So I have a few more questions for you, Samuel. Are you willing to answer some?
Of course.
What inspires you the most in life?
That's definitely a tough question, but I would have to go with my brother. He's really amazing, and he just motivates me to be better.
Wow, like he'll be floored if he listens to this little interview, won't he?
Well, he doesn't really like poetry, so I'm not sure he will.
Yeah. Did you ever tell him that he was an inspiration to you?
No.
Well, this is a way to do it, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's up to him to find this if he wants to. That's a beautiful sentiment. That's so great, Samuel. Do you have a favorite poet?
I do, but they're not famous. They've actually never shared their poetry. They're my friend from school, and they just... Their poetry really flows. They have really good descriptions, and you can really visualize what's happening. And I just love reading their poetry.
How many people do you know, young people, do you know who write poetry?
Including me, probably two.
Because I'm trying to think back when I was your age. I didn't know anybody who wrote poetry. although maybe they did, but they didn't share it. You know, that's the cool thing about you, is that you're willing to share it this way. And I love it. I love it. My next question, do you enjoy sharing it?
I do. I love getting feedback of all kinds. It helps me be a better writer in all sorts of ways. And it's nice to hear people appreciate my poetry and
For sure.
maybe learn something from it.
For sure. I mean, I think all artists have that similar feeling and sentiment. They hope that people enjoy what they're doing. We don't get a lot of credit. You know, it's not like flipping hamburgers at a fast food place. But anyway, I'm really enjoying this. My last and final question. What would you say to someone else who wants to write but hasn't been able to get started?
The advice that maybe everyone would give was just start writing. It doesn't matter how bad it is, because you can always go back and edit it. I've written some really terrible things that I would never share with anyone, but I go back and I edit it, I rewrite it, and it comes out awesome.
Great, great. Well, we have three more of your poems and three more inventions by Bach to accompany them. The next one is called Candlelit Storm, is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In this candlelit storm, a shot in the dark prevails, as piercing screams with stumbling tears rain. Night engulfs as dark red stars with black tinged edges shine in this candlelit storm. All Too Real by Samuel Galbraith. The figure approaching is all too real. Face melded together as it slinks closer, gliding across air. The whispers in my ear are all too real as they beg, run. The cliff in the distance is no concern of theirs. The people around are conspiring to hunt me down and string my entrails across the land. The plan is all too real. The ants crawling along my skin are all too real. Their feet pattering against my irritated flesh as they sink lower and lower are all too real. Hours later, I know. False realities are all too real. Thank you. Hush by Samuel Galbraith. Hush, my love, my little dove. Fly so high and soar the sky till the mirrors have cracked and the clouds have dried. Hush, my little dove. Hush, my love, my little dove. Fallen kings and silver lies, your little wings have flown so far, but now it's time to fall. Hush, my friend, this is the end. Lines in the sand taking a stand. As the whistle's still and my heart is filled, say your lies, but my friend, it is time for goodbyes.
There we have it today, folks, for my encounter with Bach and Samuel. I thought it was a great experience for me and a chance for me to get to know his work and his joy of life. It was wonderful stuff. And speaking of Bach, we're now going to hear a transcription arranged by John Feeley and played by John Feeley of Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 in D major.
Thank you.
We just heard Bach's Cello Suite No. 1, arranged and played by John Feeley on guitar. And we'll finish out the hour with one more piece by Bach. He's getting great attention today, along with the poetry by Samuel earlier in the program. We're going to hear Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major, BWV 1050, with Ton Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra. We just heard Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major, Ton Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, a live concert that took place in Tokyo, Japan in the summer of the year 2000. Thanks for joining me today, folks, and I hope you have a great week. Rest of the week, tonight you can tune in and listen to The Score and Fiesta starting at 7 o'clock tonight here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.